Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Thank you so much, worship team, for reminding us about the greatness of our God. Our prayer for you today is that you will experience the greatness of our God, the greatness of His mercy, the greatness of His kindness, the greatness of His grace, His provision and protection in these times that we are living in. Indeed, may all see the greatness of our God in your lives. Thank you for joining us for our service today. Whether you are watching online, on air, or you're listening to one of our podcasts, welcome to our service. You are going to be absolutely blessed by God's word today. We launch a brand new series today entitled Thriving Families. A nation is only as strong as its families. If you have a weak and dysfunctional family, you're going to have weak and dysfunctional individuals, and the result is a dysfunctional nation. But here's the good news. God's word has truth on which we can build our families so that they can thrive. And God Almighty can also fix anything that's dysfunctional. So we have hope. And today, bringing God's word to us is Pastor Eddie, who is our pastoral team leader. I know you are going to be blessed by God's word. So welcome Pastor Eddie as he preaches God's word today to launch the series, Thriving Families.
Thank you, Pastor Julius, for that amazing introduction. And my name is Eddie, and it's an honor to preach God's word today, and I'm excited about what God has in store for us. But before I preach God's word, I just want to make one announcement. This Friday, we are going to conclude a month of prayer as Watoto Church with an evening of prayer online. Join us, let's pray together, because I believe that the best days of Watoto Church, your best days are still ahead. They are not behind us. Now let's pray together as we get into God's word. Father, thank you for your word, because your word is truth. Your word is able to bring life to dead situations in our lives. And as we receive God's word today, your word, I'm praying that may it be able to bring life to every individual that is listening in today in whatever situation they're going through. In Jesus' name I do pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Yes, as Pastor Jules said earlier, we are beginning a new series called Thriving Families. And I know that God wants your family to thrive. God wants my family to thrive. God wants your relationships to thrive. Now, you know, I wasn't privileged to grow up in a thriving family. In fact, I became an orphan, a total orphan, at the age of 7 years. And this meant that I went from family to family, and I experienced dysfunction firsthand. I experienced violence, sexual immorality in the families that I was in, polygamy. And all this led to so much pain. And I determined as a young man that when I grew up and got into my first relationship, I was going to be the best lover ever. You know, a little bit later, I got into a relationship. And boy, I had no idea what I had got myself into. You know, this babe, she wanted me to call her each and every day. And remember, our days, we didn't have mobile phones. It was phone booths, remember. Finding a phone booth every day to call this babe was not very easy for me. She wanted all these random things called emotional support. And guess what? This relationship ended. I soon learned that thriving relationships are not a result of wishful thinking. Thriving relationships are a result of hard work. Now, fast forward a couple of years later, I met a lady. I declared to her my imperfections, and today I'm married to the one and only Martha for the last 13 years, and together we have manufactured 3 babies, and we are working so hard to thrive as a family. Now, If thriving families and relationships are a result of some good work, the COVID pandemic has brought its effects on our families today. As I speak right now, single people are lamenting how they are so lonely because they don't have anybody to talk to in this season. But also on the other side, in families, I've heard some amazing stories where some parents are saying that this season has afforded them time to spend with their families and they are celebrating. But on the other hand, there are people who cannot stand each other. Because of spending more time with one another, this COVID pandemic is revealing cracks in our relationships as a result of things that we have not addressed in the past. Now, I understand and I know that all of us want thriving relationships. And please understand that we all, from time to time, will face some challenges in our relationships. And I believe that God wants you to thrive in your relationship. And He has not left you and I helpless. His word is filled with many principles that, if we applied, will enable us to thrive in our families and our relationships. And here's the good news. When your family thrives, and my family thrives, and all our families thrive, we shall have a thriving nation. And that is our vision as Wajodo Church. We believe that God has planted us in this nation and wherever we are, so we can become a part of the healing He wants to bring in this nation and every place that we are in. And this is because the family is the most important building block in any society. So if we want to change our nation, we must begin at home. As the old saying goes, charity begins at home. Now, as we kick off this series, today I want to share with you a key principle that I believe, if you and I can practice, is going to help our families to thrive. It will enable us to thrive in our relationships. And here is the key. Thriving families and relationships are a result of building our lives on God's design and purpose. Now, let me unpack what that means for us. And if you have your Bible, open to Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18 to 25. Let's see God's design for your family and His purpose for all of us. And if we can build our lives, if we can build our families and our relationships upon God's design and His purpose, you and I will thrive. Now, let's read together. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 to 25. Then the Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." So the Lord formed from the ground all wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But still, there was no helper just right for him. I've always been curious as to why God says it's not good for man to be alone, and then He brings animals and birds to Adam to name them. And then I discovered that God was kind of testing Adam to see if he would find a suitable helper from everything that He had created. And the good news is, or the bad news, but the good news is, Adam did not find one who was like him to do life with. So, God provides a solution in verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord made a woman from the rib, and He brought her to the man. At last, Adam exclaimed, "This is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called a woman, because she was taken from the man." And this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united to become one. the desire for companionship and affection between a man and a woman is a God-given desire that we should not be ashamed of. And the Bible says here in verse 25, now the man and his wife were both naked and not ashamed. From these verses, I see something amazing. God is the designer of marriage. Family is his idea. And as the designer of family and marriage, God created the man and the woman to come together and start a new family as two become one. We call this holy matrimony. Holy because there's no other relationship like this. But also because this is a God-created relationship. And it is exclusive to husband and wife for life. So what we see as the design for us to thrive in a family relationship, the design is this: a man and a woman come together and engage in a lifelong relationship called marriage. And this is very foundational for all of us to experience thriving families. You see, just as a strong foundation determines the strength of a house, a strong and healthy marriage between a man and a woman determines the strength of our families. And when we choose to alter God's design, we invite pain and dysfunction into our lives. Because we must follow God's blueprint if we are going to thrive. When man changes what God has designed, pain is the consequence. And all around the world, in fact, as you are looking at me, as you are listening in right now, you could be experiencing pain as a result of man, as a result of somebody, or you yourself altering God's design for family. And that's why you're not thriving. But I know as you come back to God's design, God is going to enable you to thrive in your family. You see, Uganda is a young nation. I'm told probably we're the youngest nation on planet Earth. And this is not because our young people get married early, but it's because we as Ugandans have gone away from God's design for family in acts like premarital sex, polygamy, adultery, incest, and the like. And all these have brought pain at a family level, but also this pain is being felt at a national level. 50% of our population is 15 years and below. And this means we have a very big population of young people who are dependent. They are not productive in this season. And I believe as you and I come back to God's design for our families, we will thrive. So, what should you do? I'm letting you know today, as a pastor and a preacher of God's word, come back to God's design for family. A man and a woman in a holy marriage committed for life. If you're a single person, keep yourself pure until that day you get married. That is God's design for our families. But as a designer, like any designer in life, a designer always designs a product with a purpose. And the same is true. God designed your family and he designed your life to fulfill his purpose. And his purpose is good. And when you fulfill God's purpose for your family, you are going to have a thriving family. You will experience thriving relationships. Now, what is God's purpose for our relationships? God wants us, one, to have a thriving relationship with one another, based on mutual love and respect. But he also wants us to enjoy a thriving relationship as the maker of our lives. So let's look at this thing called relationship with one another as one of the purposes of thriving families and relationships. You see, God created us for companionship. And this is what I read earlier in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, where the Lord said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. Other translations say, who is suitable for him. God created us for companionship. He created us to have relationships with one another, to do life together. That is why the social distancing that we are going through in this season feels like a punishment, because it goes against our design. We were created for companionship. And God made the woman for Adam. And Adam said, at last, this is bone for my bone, flesh for my flesh. She will be called woman. Adam was simply saying, finally, not animals, not birds, finally, there is somebody who is like me. Now, let's do life together. God created us for companionship. And when a man comes together with a woman in this wonderful companionship, this wonderful relationship based on mutual love, that family is going to thrive. So what should you do if you are in a marriage relationship right now and you want to thrive in your family? Honor one another. Practice mutual love and respect. And then my single peoples out there, hey, build healthy relationships with your peers and have healthy boundaries on your way towards that marriage that God has in store for you. So God created us for relationship with one another, and I've termed that as companionship. And when the man comes together with the woman in this loving relationship, you know what happens? Procreation. Babies are a result. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, this is what God says to Adam. He said, he blessed them and he said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Now, I've done my part. Three is enough for me. I don't know about you, but please don't fill the earth on your own. All of us must make a contribution. As a married couple, when you come together in that holy marriage, God eventually will bless you with these amazing babies. And when they find an atmosphere of mutual love and respect, these children are able to grow up with confidence and security because they know mom and dad are okay. But if there's tension and fighting between mom and dad, the world of your children is going to be shattered because they begin to wonder, are we going to have a family tomorrow? So as we do life together, as you do life together, remember, it's based on mutual love and respect, and this creates a good foundation to raise children who are going to thrive in the world. Now, single people, I want to remind you, this command of procreation is not for you as yet. Wait, your time will come and you will do your part. So we have seen that God created us for relationship with one another, but secondly, God created us, designed us to have a relationship with him as our maker. In Genesis 3:8, we see that God would come in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day to just do life with Adam and Eve, meaning that we were created to have a relationship with God. But in the same chapter 3, we see something sad that took place. In chapter 3 of Genesis, we see that man, Adam and Eve, who were created for a relationship with God, they sinned against God, and this broke their relationship with God. And from that day until today, their sin brought pain and dysfunction into our lives. So we are all sinners. None of us is good. And the reason we have dysfunction and pain in our relationship is because we are sinners. We are selfish. We are born selfish. None of us is good. And the bad news is we cannot save ourselves. We need help. At the core of our relationship and family problems is the problem of the heart. As Canon J. John said, at the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. We can't change our hearts by ourselves. We need somebody who is stronger and better than us to change us. And that is God himself. And the beautiful thing is this. God has already provided a way for us to mend that relationship between us and Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. God loves you so much to keep you stuck in that dysfunction. He wants you to have a thriving family and a thriving relationship. But it depends on you choosing to come before Him in humility and repentance through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came here on earth to reconcile us back to God. And if you want to thrive in your family, if you want to thrive in your relationship, you need to be reconciled back to your Heavenly Father, your designer. And as you are reconciled back to God, God is going to help you to thrive in your relationships. You see, a relationship with God reveals our problems. We get to see that we are sinners. We get to understand that we have been forgiven. We have been saved by grace. And this eventually brings humility to us. We become humble. We realize that we are just sinners saved by grace. Who am I not to forgive another person who has hurt me? That is what a relationship with God does to us. It humbles us and we become more considerate one to another. And it changes us. And then it brings health to our relationship. If you want to thrive in your family, in your relationships, invite Jesus into your life. He will address the problem of sin in your heart, give you new life, and then your family will thrive. What have I said so far? I've said that if you and I want to build thriving families and thriving relationships, we must build upon God's design and His purpose. And His purpose is this: a relationship with one another based on mutual love, but also a relationship with Him as our Maker. I was here at church and I saw a young man wearing some amazing jeans. I complimented him about the jeans he was wearing, and he went on to tell me that I could get myself a pair as well from a shop downtown Kampala. And he told me, I just go to that shop, pick a pair of jeans that I want that fits me right, and they will also sell me a logo, a label for this pair of jeans. In other words, the jeans that are sold in this shop don't have labels. And so when you buy a pair of jeans, you also buy a label. So you can come from that shop with any design, from Calvin Klein, Lacoste, or whatever. And this was so amazing how you can just get any designer jeans in the shop. Now, friend, I want to let you know this, that you have a designer, and his name is God. And He wants you to choose Him as the designer. Unlike that shop that sells a pair of jeans and just puts a design, in fact, that's a fake pair of jeans, this designer is an authentic designer. He made you to have a relationship with Him. And when you choose His design as a child of God, He will give you a brand new life. The Bible says, if anybody is in Christ, they become a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And today, I want to invite you to this designer. He's your Heavenly Father, and you can come before Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Maybe you are in this place and you have wrong labels upon your life. You've been named according to your past sin. Maybe you've been called you're good for nothing. You are an embarrassment for your family. I want to let you know that when you come to your original designer, God, all that is going to be erased. He will give you new life and you'll become brand new and you'll be set on a path to thrive in this life. I want to pray for you to receive Jesus today. Will you bow your heads right now and let's pray together? Now, Father, thank you so much for everybody that is watching right now, everyone that is listening in right now, who acknowledges that there's something missing in their heart and they need a brand new start. I'm praying in this moment, may they receive the life of your son. In fact, repeat after me, if you are receiving Jesus, say, Jesus, today I receive your forgiveness. I receive your life. I am a child of God today, and I choose to follow you every day of my life. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are a brand new person in Jesus Christ. Please click that link in the message section or write to us at connect@rototochurch.com. We would love to connect with you and make sure that you grow as a child of God. God bless you. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, for sharing God's word in such a powerful way. For those of you that have given your lives to Jesus, thank you. You've made the best decision, and congratulations. You are now a part of the family of God.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@rototochurch.com.